You've got it.
The
Waging War on Corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Well, I was not raptured, you were not raptured, my crew was not raptured. Even though much of my crew are devout Christians, I guess that means we weren't Christian. We're devils. Of course, the head of the group that has previously, back in 94, said it was the end of the world, the Christian radio network family stations, he wasn't raptured either. But the end of the world has now begun. It's the end of the world as we know it. We're going to be breaking some of that down. Meanwhile, folks aren't ever worried about real threats. They're not worried about things that actually will affect them and their family. But it's a lot of the Muslim groups think it's the end of the world. A lot of Christian groups are constantly thinking that. A lot of the secular folks who are secular believe a misinterpreted Mayan prediction. The report I got was the Mayans got tired of carving those stone calendars. I just ripped off Jaron's joke. But I didn't rip it off. Oh, my gosh. There is so much news here. This happens more and more. You know, I read news all weekend. I get in. The guys print all the news off InfoWars, Prison Planet, DrudgeReport.com, countless other sites. I get in here, and I'm just like, how am I ever going to cover this? There is so much news and information here. First off, I told you last week that this has been done many times by other presidents. We need to go back to the 1967 maps of Israel with Palestine, and then now Obama has come out and said, well, those 67 lines aren't the new 67 lines. I'm not kidding. That's the new statement. We knew that was coming. It's all just form over substance, just like Obama went back on every campaign promise he made. Or it's admitted that Iraq didn't have WMDs, but still upwards of half of so-called conservatives think Saddam was found with nuclear weapons. This is all designed for the weak-minded. As Joseph Goebbels said, the Nazi propaganda minister, good propaganda has to be targeted at the lowest common denominator. Our belief is the opposite. We want to give people wide-spectrum analysis of the truth in a historical, geopolitical, psychological view from anthropology, sociology, because we know that the folks out there that don't know the three branches of government and don't know which end is up and don't care are never going to be in the fight. We know in the Revolutionary War here, 3% started it, 5% won it. And it's been similar in every other case in society. Evil people come and take over, small minority, good minority defeats them or is defeated by them, or vice versa. That's history. So we don't, we're not targeting the dumbed down masses here. They'll wake up later down the road when they don't have enough money to have cable TV and watch their favorite sporting events. So we have a lot of news and information here. Also, AP reports gold, silver coins to be legal currency in Utah. This is why the government went after Bernard von Notaus for legally putting out his own silver coins that openly talked bad about the U.S. government private Federal Reserve issued currency. But more and more state governments are moving to do this. Meanwhile, pile of debt would stretch beyond stratosphere. Back in Ronald Reagan's day in 81, it would stack 60 plus miles in the air, 67 miles. Today it would reach more than 900 miles tall. That's out of Reuters. Also, Blagojevich trial to resume. I'm sorry, what Blagojevich did is child's play, and I say throw him in prison. You know, they've got these audio recordings. They won't play all of them, though, only select clips for the juries. He's been found not guilty once, so they're going to go back again. Oh, because in America, you're supposed to be tried for the same crime over and over again until found guilty. You're like, no, you're not. That's right. You're innocent until proven guilty, not guilty until proven innocent. The cops all over the country pull over old ladies and take the cash out of their purse. And you're not supposed to have double jeopardy. But, hey, who needs that stinking Constitution and Bill of Rights? Got more news on up to 20 million Americans overcharged by AT&T for data usage. This has been happening to me. I mean, they'll be charging me for data usage, you know, at 5 a.m. on my bill, and I'm not awake at 5 a.m. My phone's turned off. But, hey, so what? It's freedom. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
That's great, it starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself. Turn world to its own needs. Dummies serve your own needs. Beat it up and not speak. Front, no strength, none matter. Such a clatter with fear. Fight down, high fire in a fire.
So-called Christian groups every few years run TV, radio ads, billboards, telling the general public that the world is going to end on a certain date. I remember in 87, it was all over Dallas billboards where I was growing up. I remember back in 94, the same guy that just did it, saying the world was over. Crank it up.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world.
And I feel fine.
And the Austin American Statesman yesterday and a lot of other newspapers and TV stations around the country and the world indicted Christians, period, and said that we're all a bunch of moron idiots because of these groups out there that are running around saying that the world is going to end, and of course they're never right. And back on Friday, I actually read from Matthew 24:36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but only my Father. And I went through some of the other translations. That's the King James. Here's the New International Version, 1984. No man knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. And it also Acts 1:7 cross-reference. He said to them, it is not for you to know the time or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But, hey, you don't want to tell these preachers that. The main ringleader of telling us that the world was going to end yesterday on the 21st day of May 2011 is Harold Camping, 89, previously made a failed prediction that Jesus would return to Earth in 1994. Oh, yes, and there's lots of other groups doing this. The head of the Christian Radio Network Family Stations, Inc., says that he is sure an earthquake will shake the earth on May 21st, sweeping true believers to heaven and leaving others behind to be engulfed in the world's destruction over a few months. Mr. Harold Camping was not teleported to the Enterprise, though. And teleportation to the cloud base, cloud city with Lando Calrissian, is not in the Bible. But don't tell them that. And but the Bible does say they're not supposed to say when Jesus is going to return. So that's why they say they do know, because the Bible says they don't. Because they're such followers of the Bible. Are these groups financed to do this perpetually? The same people over and over again to discredit Christianity. You got to wonder sometimes. It was only until about 150 years ago that this whole rapture cult thing got set up. Sure, after Christ returns in Revelations, then the dead in Christ rise to meet Christ in the sky, their spirits, and then they're given heavenly bodies. But that's the Bible. Who wants to listen to that? No, they teach Christians, and this is why it's important whether you're an atheist, a Christian, a Muslim, an agnostic, an animist, a worshiper of Keebler elves, the clockwork elves. It doesn't matter. intellectually, the overarching issue here is that Christians, who make up the majority of this country and most other Western nations, if you look at the poll numbers, 80+% of Americans call them Christians, something like half of Europeans. England's a little bit lower now. It is now a Christian dogma. It is now a Christian belief. The modern Christian belief, only 150 years old now, to lay down to evil because it's the end of the world as we know it. Praise the Lord, the government's tracking everybody and wants us to thumbprint and face scan to buy and sell, and that companies are pushing implantable microchips, and the Mexican Attorney General, you know, has made his employees take implantable chips. There's no reason to speak out against 50-plus million abortions in the U.S. There's no reason to get involved in any sort of corruption. Christians don't need to be against slavery like they were in 1800, a small minority of Christians against it. By the 1860s, the majority against it. No, Christians don't need to lead the way against tyranny or corruption as they did in 1776 with the pastors leading the way at Lexington and Concord and Bunker Hill and on and on and on. No, now Christians quote to you Romans 13, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and the things to God that are God's. That was Hitler's favorite Bible quote that was on billboards all over Germany, broadcast on radio, played on the newsreels. He quoted it generally every week in his weekly Führer radio transmission. Christians, do what the Bible says. Do what your leader says. Of course, if you read the entire chapter, it says the opposite of that. That you should follow just leaders and just laws, but if they're evil, it is your job to stand up against them. Well, Christ was killed for not following the Jewish leaders and the Roman leaders' orders. Almost all the disciples were killed. Yes, you just tuned into the Alex Jones radio program, normally not a religious show. The point is I've actually studied the Bible, studied Christianity, studied the contemporary Roman and Greek history and Jewish histories, and our entire society is based on this, whether you believe in it or not. You need to understand it is unbiblical, it is unchristian to say that you, A, know when the end of the world's coming, and to B, say, I'm not getting involved, it's the end of the world, or soon we're going to have the tribulation. It is your job, if you see evil as a Christian, to go out and speak out against it. Now, we got secret documents, I don't know, now 6 years ago, now a few years later, it came out on national and local television. We played the clips, just search the term, clergy response teams, a secret government program, now over 100,000. I mean, it was 2 or 3 years ago when I last saw a newscast admitting the numbers, of pastors being secretly approached by Homeland Security to spy on their flocks. That's right out of Red Dawn, or in the real world, the Soviet Union or Communist China or North Korea. And to read them Romans 13 and say, submit to government, do whatever you're told. Well, if that was the case, if you even want to take the twisted interpretation of Romans 13 to heart, you know, do what Caesar says, basically, is the way they falsely interpret it. Got to read the whole chapter. It says the opposite. But, again, who actually reads the Bible? Like these preachers saying, they know the exact day and what's going to happen. Bible says that's evil to do it over and over again, but they know everything. I mean, who needs the Bible? The point I'm making here is there's this giant cop-out and the creepiness. It's not just that your lawyers, your pediatricians, your school teachers, the local police all being federalized to the threat fusion centers. I've got a big stack of news articles about universities everywhere being enrolled in Homeland Security. And they say spy on people, look for any type of Al-Qaeda activity when the students actually go to get the training. It's, all right, 5 minutes on Al-Qaeda. Now the rest of the semester course is on these Ron Paul supporters, these gun owners, these conservatives, these people that want raw milk, these people that want to raise their own chickens in their backyard. I mean, we've gotten the Homeland Security MIAC reports. We've published them. We've been given them by law enforcement. None of it has to do, except on the surface, with Al-Qaeda. Excuse me, Al-Qaeda. So I thought I would just go over that because this is how they discredit Christianity. But then meanwhile, the Muslims have got a lot of popular leaders pushing it's the end of the world, and they've been doing it for hundreds of years. You know, there's always people pushing it. People that I know that are atheists, people I know that are agnostics, who laugh at the Bible, laugh at Judaism, laugh at Islam, laugh at Buddhists, laugh at Hindus, laugh at Zen Buddhists. They laugh at everybody. They've got it all figured out. They know everything. Okay? There's nothing else going on in the universe, nothing going on in different dimensions, even though the mathematics of Einstein and others prove it, Max Planck has supercomputers, and the fission fusion reactors and the cyclotrons, even though all the mathematics proves there's at least 12 dimensions stacked on each other, none of that matters to them. They know everything. But even they will buy into 2012 is the end of the world, and the Mayans said so when they really didn't. So I thought I would talk about this psychology of end of the world, the great galactic cop-out. Okay? All I know is I'm going to continue to move forward. I'm going to continue to not be a slave. I'm going to continue to try to inform people about what it really means to be a human and how important our species is and how far our species has come. And we're going to talk about that on the other side. They'll get into a ton of geopolitical, financial news.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Never. As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, we're back live. You know what? I want to talk about, from my perspective, what humanity's existence and prime directive really is coming up in the next segment versus the type of artificial anti-human world that the planet's social engineers are building. And they've written countless books, countless UN statements, Club of Rome dossiers, where they effectively do boil down what humanity really is, and then they say they're going to play God like they're doing with the GMO crops and all the rest of it, and alter our course. And I think it's important for people to understand there's a debate going on right now about the future destiny of humanity. And so we're going to be breaking that down actually coming up in the next segment. I wanted to finish up with some important news items before I get into that, and then we're going to continue with news and information, and then your phone calls. I'll open the phones up, start giving the number out in the last segment of this hour. We'll take a lot of calls in the second hour, always informative to take your calls, the different directions you take us in. But finishing up with the so-called Christian groups coming out and engaging in stunts, and then the media, the mainline dinosaur humanist media, always picks up on it and gives them attention. When somebody's burning a Koran, they give them endless attention and turn it into a spectacle to get different religions and groups fighting with each other, divide and conquer. That's what the ruling class wants. When some religious group of Christians comes out and says the world's ending next week, they don't call them Hale-Bopp Comet Cult, as they should, in my opinion. They act like, well, is it going to end next Saturday? Well, Saturday came and went, and I'm going to be the discredited one for saying that the world wasn't going to end. Now, if they successfully make a black hole at the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider, or if the Air Force, who admits they're developing antimatter weapons, have a mishap, or if they release the wrong type of GMO crop that has cross-species viruses and bacteria built into it, and it gets loose and wreaks havoc on the human population, or nanotech spins out of control, as many top futurist projections predict it will, and rewrites the face of the earth in a matter of hours, well, that could effectively bring us to our Waterloo, our dinosaur die-out mega-calamity event. So I am concerned about things like that. I'm concerned about large comets and asteroids hitting the planet. Scientists now have to admit they thought it was every million years or so, but after studying Shoemaker-Levy comet, that hit Saturn and broke into five parts and blew holes in the planet bigger than Earth, or was it Jupiter? I can't remember. They started and got better satellites out there. They started saying, wow, there's a lot of big asteroids come right by the Earth. And it looks like all these, now that we have satellites can look down on the Earth, there's all these giant craters all over the planet that have just grown in with trees and grasslands over them. So there's actually more of these mega calamities than we thought. And meanwhile, brace yourselves. Iceland's volcanic ash could reach Scotland and the rest of Europe in 48 hours. And the rest of Thursday, the rest of the UK by Thursday of eruption continues. And there's a big mega volcano there in the western areas of the United States. The caldera covers much of four states. The Yellowstone mega caldera that scientists believe the last time it erupted, it killed most of the life in, from the Mississippi west all the way to the Pacific. That'll rain on your parade when for a couple of days a giant volcano first explodes like Mount St. Helens, but several thousand times bigger, and then rains down lava and giant stones and several feet of ash over most of the country. Boy, that will really cause a problem. But that's not an issue, the fact that it's suddenly having thousands of different types of small earthquakes and things happening there, tremors. You see, the problem is there's so much data in this world that I could just go off for 10 hours on that issue. But let me finish up the whole preacher situation with this. The federal government has quietly, since at least 2003, we learned about it in 2004, recruited over 100,000 preachers secretly to spy on their flocks and report on their flocks and teach their flocks to submit to tyranny and go to the FEMA camp and take the forced inoculation and turn their guns in when they're told. This is in the training manuals I was given. Folks didn't believe it. They called the FEMA phone numbers. FEMA got real mad, and then a couple years later they did newscasts admitting and cut the preachers saying, we're trained to tell folks to turn their guns in. Now, if that doesn't tell you the government's pure evil, that was going on under Bush, and it's expanded now under Obama. These guys are just front men reading teleprompters. If you don't realize how creepy that is, you got a serious historical malfunction in your brain. And I just want to add that even if you buy into Hitler's favorite Bible verse of render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, that's misinterpreted to say worship government, against the balance of the rest of the Bible saying the opposite, you know, resist tyranny, resist tyrants, speak up against the corrupt king. We don't have kings here. We are the sovereigns. We the people, right? Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution. Public servants are public servants. They're not authorities, officials. They're not Your Excellency, as Obama and Hillary Clinton are called at the UN. Speaking of other news, in the last 2 weeks, I followed this highly decorated two-tour Iraq Marine who had a great working record, Jose Guerrerin, 26, who worked at a mine 4 days a week on, 16-hour shifts. And that's hard work in those mines. And he went to sleep when he got back from the graveyard ship down in the mine. And the police were banging around in the neighborhood at other houses, but said they pulled up with their sirens on. That's now basically been proven to be a lie. And we're looking through the window, so the mother got scared. The dad got up, told his son, get in the closet, got his M16. They busted in the door and shot him 60 times of 71 shots. And they said it was a drug warrant. Well, they've asked the judge to keep what was found in the house sealed, but now they've had their lawyer for the police for an MJTF. It was five different jurisdictions together out hunting fellow humans. For drugs, the government's been caught shipping in. But then they also put you in their private prisons when they catch you with it. And no drugs were found in the house. But they say a gun and body armor. Gee, this Marine got back a year ago. He had an AR-15 and body armor. I've bought body armor once. It was on sale at a gun shop, and I thought, that's interesting. I'll buy some of that, just something to collect. I mean, are the police going to raid my house and shoot me 61 times or 60 times and tell the media that I deserve to die because I had a semi-automatic gun? And that's the headlines. Attorney, SWAT raid found guns, body armor. And now they say that's what they were looking for, was the legal gun and the body armor. So if you're a veteran in America and you've got a gun or body armor, the police say you basically deserve to die. ABC News, Tucson SWAT team defends shooting Iraq vet 60 times. And they got caught lying about where his body was and not helping him.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
I want to talk about my perspective on human destiny, on what man is and what we could become versus what the globalists are trying to set up. And I'm going to try to succinctly break that down here in a moment. Then I'm going to come back in the next segment. Here's KHOU News. Another new report. I told you about this a decade ago. I told you about it last year. And by the way, it's going on in every major state. It's just we have got good people in government in Texas that blew the whistle on this a decade ago and then again last year. Just 15 years ago, they blew the whistle to me and other folks about all babies having their blood taken at birth. Now admitted. Texas government knowingly covered up radioactive drinking water. And it goes on to say it is a conspiracy by the TCEQ, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and it goes all the way up to the governor's office. And it is a multi-decade-long cover-up. Now, what none of these newscasts look at is why are the radioactive isotopes at high levels being added to the water? They're talking about the cover-up. They're not talking about where it came from. It came from the so-called sodium fluoride additive that has between 150 plus and 300 plus, the feds allow 300 plus, toxic waste, as long as it has fluoride mixed with it, that is allowed to be put in the water. They mine the fluoride in Florida, Colorado, other areas out of deposits, generally in played out uranium mines. Where do you mine uranium? Look it up. Limestone deposits. Okay, I'm about to get mad. That's what I mean. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I know what I'm talking about. In fact, here's the Herald Sun, one of the biggest newspapers. I said I'd get into the true nature of man. It's such a heavy subject. It's so clear when you think about it, but hard to articulate it in the majesty, the history, the beauty, the potential. But the Herald Sun and others, headline, Herald Sun, Alex Jones was right about Schwarzenegger's megalomania. And it's a long article, but they marvel that Maria Shriver and others were conned by Arnold. But syndicated radio host Alex Jones, once a Republican, know why they say that, saw things differently. He's a bully and a preening peacock who is totally power mad, said Jones. For God's sakes, don't let this megalomaniac become president. 6 years ago, they introduced legislation to repeal the 22nd Amendment so Schwarzenegger could be president. It was a big national drive. George H.W. Bush was pushing it up at Bryan College Station with Schwarzenegger. So I started Americans Against Arnold and ArnoldExposed.com, and it's got my quotes here. And it goes on to say, Jones was right. Shriver was wrong. And it goes on. Folks, I'm not smart to know Arnold Schwarzenegger was bad and is bad. I did research into him. He gave a Rolling Stone interview saying he admired Hitler and wanted to be Hitler, and his friend said he played Hitler records and pranced around in a Nazi uniform. I mean, he told the Pumping Iron filmmaker that, and then they cut it out of the movie. And then to stop it being released a decade ago, Schwarzenegger bought the film, because on the DVD that was coming out, it was going to have it. I mean, when somebody says, I like Hitler, I want to be a dictator, they're bad. Schwarzenegger was involved in the whole Enron thing, meeting secretly with Ken Lay, it later came out in the LA Times. Then he ran against getting Enron, when it was actually Governor Gray Davis that was fighting Enron. Gray Davis, they used conservatives to get rid of Gray Davis, who's a horrible gun-grabbing New World Order person, but he was against the Enron scamming. Some days $3 billion a day being stolen from Californians, quadrupling or more of their power prices, and manipulating them. He's hanging out with the Enron scam. He's anti-gun. He's pro-open border, not a conservative. He says he wants to be a dictator. Buddies with Kurt, well, that's in the 70s. Well, Kurt Waldheim in the mid-90s, head of the UN, had to step down and came out. He was an SS officer. Arnold said, I don't care if he's an SS officer. I love Kurt Waldheim. Of course Arnold Schwarzenegger was bad. Of course they're putting uranium and strontium and other isotopes in your water. Here's another Texas TV station. It's even been in the Houston Chronicle. No one gets in trouble. No one. Listen, I do my research. I'm not that smart. I just do research. I'm into reality. I don't want to be a slave. Of course, everyone's, how did Alex know Schwarzenegger was a megalomaniac? Blah, blah, blah. Look at him. How did Alex know they were taking babies' blood at birth? I got the documents almost 16 years ago. How does Alex know this? How does Alex know that? I remember back in 99, before the Seattle situation, I said, you watch, the police are going to stage riots, and they're going to use that as a template all over the U.S. and worldwide, start cracking down on peaceful protest with rubber bullets, the Darth Vader outfits, all of this. And then everything I said happened because I'd already been to urban warfare drills and watched police all over the country drilling to then be taught to roll this out. G20 in the U.S., England, Canada, they always have vehicles pull up in front of news cameras, grab peaceful protesters, drag them away in cars. People say there's no reason. Why are they doing that? They're testing you. They're getting you ready for secret police to be arresting people. We later confirmed through internal sources that those are staged arrests. Those aren't even real arrests. When they pull up in front of a bank of news cameras and grab a peaceful lady or man with a plaque off the street and put them in a vehicle with unmarked men, it's meant to scare you. It's a psyop. See, there's nothing more frustrating than on thousands of subjects knowing exactly what they're doing, exactly what they're going to do next, and then having to watch the helpless public who aren't even stupid. They just are focused on things that don't matter, being absolutely bamboozled. Here's an example. Talking about Schwarzenegger and Enron and all of that, and his meeting secretly with Ken Lay, so he could then be positioned to run against Enron, for Enron. Here's the Daily Mail. Up to 20 million Americans overcharged by AT&T for data usage. AT&T are systematically overcharging up to 20 million Americans for their iPhone and iPad access data on the go. An investigation is uncovered. The lawsuit alleges the phone giant routinely overcharges customers between 7 to 14%, and in some cases up to 300%. In test, engineers say they found the company charged for downloading data and surfing the web even when the iPhones remained untouched. Speaking to MSNBC lawyer Barry Davis, who worked on the suit, said it's like a rigged gas pump, where when you go to the gas station and ask for a gallon of gas, you only get 9/10 of a gallon. When asked by a reporter whether his team found overcharging for every single transaction, he replied, yes, every single transaction they overcharge. And this is done on purpose, ladies and gentlemen, because even if they get fined, it'll always be a fraction. What did Goldman Sachs get fined when it gets caught involved in billions and billions in corruption, a few million? What did last year, what did Wells Fargo and its subsidiary, Wachovia, laundering $376 billion in drug money, chartering the drug aircraft? This all came out, and they paid 0.3%. They paid $1 million and change, like $1,020,000. You look it up in Bloomberg AP. $1 million or 0.3 on hundreds of billions of dollars. In fact, let's just test my memory. Will you guys pull up Wachovia, Wells Fargo laundered $376 billion? I want to double check that number in my mind. Thank you. The point here is it's 0.3%. Now, here's one. Remember this? This came out just a week ago. PG&E admits to flaws in some smart meters. Turns out I've talked to engineers in California, and they even gave me their cards, two different ones with their cards officially, but they wanted to be on the show secretly, without their names, who wanted to blow the whistle on this and told me about it last year when I was up there speaking in Santa Cruz. Well, it turns out one of my crew formerly worked at the city where they've got similar type systems going in. And what happened is these companies, you're supposed to put three components in to make sure that it bills you right. They only put two of the components in, then they can bill you whatever they want. And it's just how they operate, folks.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm into reality, not left or right, but right and wrong. Thank you for joining us. If you're a new listener, I'm Alex Jones, here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. And I'm also live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The federal government has changed its killing of Bin Laden story again in a big way. Aaron Dykes will be in here with us in the last segment of the next hour. We're going to open the phones up for the first 45 minutes of the next hour, second hour, on any issue you wish to raise. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539. And I'd love to hear from you, get you up and on the air on any subject. We don't really screen your phone calls, but please have a phone line that sounds decent. In fact, I'll just tell my folks answering the phones. If it's unintelligible, we can't have them on. Okay. Over the years, we've not screened calls, but more and more, at least on the quality end, we've got to discount people that are calling on bad Skype. But I'm digressing. Why did I start getting into this whole up to 20 million Americans overcharged by AT&T? NBC News was reporting, the Daily Mail, AP, you name it, and they had their own engineers look at it and indeed found they were doing it. because AT&T and others lobby the federal government and control the regulators, just like Monsanto does with their GMO. And so they basically, if they're even given a fine for this, it will be a very small portion of their profits. And by the way, I have to correct something. And normally when I'm wrong, it's that it's worse than I said. And I went from memory, but something in my little brain said that's not exactly right. The last time I covered this a month or so ago, we pulled up Bloomberg with links to the federal filings. Let's put it up on screen. It was $378 billion and change. Banks financing Mexico gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. And let's scroll down because I know it was, there it is, $378.4 billion. So it was $2 billion. 400 million more than I said. I have put out this information on the air. It was billions worse than I said. And again, they paid a $100 million. See, I'm having Freudian slips. They paid a $1 million fine. $1 million fine. $1 million on $378.4 billion. How about you launder $1,000 and then get caught? You're going to spend probably 10 years in a federal pen. But if you're Wells Fargo and their subsidiary, you're going to pay $1 million. So what do you think good old AT&T is going to pay even if they get in trouble? And it's not like you're just going to go somewhere else and get away from it, because it's a wall of corruption. All these major corporations do it. I mean, I catch companies constantly overbilling. It's never an underbill, have you noticed? And it's always a mistake by PG&E admits to flaws in some smart meters. Oh, the meters that where they can control what happens. PG&E issues apology for billing mistake. Of course they do. The point is, we've been sold that more technology somehow gives us better service and more control. But it's the opposite. It's the opposite. It's basically dehumanizing us. And I'm not anti-technology, but I think we should really be wary of it. So that it isn't used to be a tool to dominate us. We need to ensure that the population understands how dangerous these technologies can be. Now, when I talk about the nature of humanity, when I talk about our history, when I talk about what our destiny could be, I took my wife last night to see a film, Cave of Forgotten Dreams, Werner Herzog's new film. My parents had seen it at South by Southwest and said it was very touching. And it is the oldest known human dwelling and the oldest known art. People think 5,000-year-old Egyptian art is old. The newest art is 33,000 years old, and some of it from carbon dating as old as 40,000 years old. 33,000 years ago, the cave entrance caved in. It was not a cave where humans were living. It was a cave for rituals. They don't even get into this in the film, but I know the history of this stuff, where the shaman would go in and basically paint big, giant, fat animals on the wall, basically hoping for fertility, hoping for a good crop of Ice Age meat. The saber-toothed cats, the cave bears, the woolly mammoths, the mastodons, the giant hyena, the cave lions, just absolutely incredible. And I've seen a lot of Werner Herzog's films. I got contacted by Werner Herzog about 4 years ago. And they said, would you be interested in being in a Herzog film? And I said, yeah. Call me back if you're – they were just scoping around ideas, never heard back from them. But a very powerful film. And I'm sitting there, and they're talking to the curator, the French curator of archaeology, and the guy that controls it all in France, in this French-slash-Germanic cave. And basically they said, you know, coming up, we're going to talk to him about why they put these paintings on the walls, what it meant. And I told my wife, I said, you watch. It's going to be about Cro-Magnon wanting to communicate with humans in the future and basically wanting to leave their mark. and, of course, the discovery and development of art. I mean, it wasn't hard to predict that was coming up, and indeed, that's, you know, I don't want to give the film away, but I'm giving it a big plug here, and it's multifaceted. But seeing that film brings up so many instincts, so many, you could call them ancestral memories. Why are children afraid? Have you ever noticed, this is such a complex issue, I shouldn't even get into it. This is just one window into it. Have you ever noticed your children in a mall aren't scared? Or your children, little children, aren't scared running around in a parking lot in traffic where they should be scared? Because they don't have instincts for the modern world. This is completely new. A total revolution of what it is to be human is happening. And we're being dehumanized because the world we built has made us so soft. And that's an oversimplification. And the film doesn't even get into this, but that's the point I'm making. And children are scared at night, particularly when they're going in and out of the house. Anybody who's had children notices this. I remember being a child. A pair of the parents I talked to, they get scared when you go in another part of the house. They want to come and check on you and know where you are. Well, do you know why that is? Because predators, up until just the last few hundred years, and still like this in Africa and other areas, predators that hunt humans, big cats, bears, things like that, they like to hunt in and around the cave or the village, you know, the hut opening. And it's when a squirrel's coming out of his hole, that's when he's really looking around. He's not so scared once he's on the ground because he's got a lay of the land. They know that predators wait outside holes. That's an ancestral memory. You know, Clan of the Cave Bear and stuff like that that I haven't even read. I've just read the synopsis. It's basically a fictionalized idea on this, but that's what instincts are. Why is a child who's never even seen Jaws or been told about sharks in the ocean, why do they get scared when they're out in the ocean? And say, you know, a three-year-old tell you, I'm worried about big fish. Why there's only a couple great white deaths a year, and no more than 10 overall shark deaths a year, are grown men scared of the water? Because there's an archetypal ancestral instinct or coding. You can take a baby who's never seen a dog, 2 years old, and if they see a growling dog in a parking lot, they're going to be scared. Why? Because they're already programmed to know that that's something that's dangerous. And see, the globalists, they openly have studied all this. They understand what makes us tick, fear, sex drive. You know, that's why they can sell beer by putting pretty women with it. My point is, to be a free person, you've got to be aware of your human coding that brought us to where we are today and realize how everything the system pushes is simply an understanding of what humans are, and then they never tell you that. What is sports? It's ritualized warfare combat, which is fine if it doesn't take the place of real combat warfare, whether it be informational or physical, to defend yourself. Then you've got to ask yourself, what team are you on? What country do you stand for? Is your country sovereign? We're talking about the nature of reality, and I'll get more to it later, but your calls are coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.